Masechet Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Tet. West of the courtyard of the Kohanim was the Mizbeach, and further west was the sanctuary itself, the building of the Bet HaMikdash. At the front of the building, facing the Mizbeach, was a wide section that was the entrance hall to the Ulam, the main sanctuary. The sanctuary itself, the Ulam, was divided up into two parts, the Hechal, which is known as the Holy, the Kodesh, where the Menorah and the Shulchan and the inner Mizbeach were. The Shulchan is where the Lechem HaPanim was stored. And the other component was the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, which housed the Aron. We'll list here the sections of the Bet HaMikdash, starting with the area between the Mizbeach and the sanctuary. Bin HaUlam Vela Mizbeach Mekudash Mimena, the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is holier than the courtyard of the Kohanim. 22 amot long from east to west, and it has the status of the Kohan, of the courtyard of the Kohanim that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, but we'll say here it's holier. She'en ba'alei mumin ufru'ei rosh nichnasin lesham, that Kohanim with blemishes or uncut hair are not allowed to enter that area, but they are allowed to enter the courtyard of the Kohanim. A Kohen who has a blemish is not allowed to serve in the Bet HaMikdash, and one that doesn't have the proper haircut, which means he has to get a haircut at least every 30 days, is not allowed to enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But the Kohen courtyard, they're allowed to enter with a blemish or uncut hair. HaHechal Nekudash Mimenu, the Hechal, the Holy, the Kodesh, is holier than that area. She'enichnas Lesham Shelo Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, that you're not allowed to enter the Hechal, the Kodesh, if your hands and feet are unwashed. The Torah tells us that Kohanim have to wash their hands and their feet from the kiyor that stood outside of the sanctuary before they entered and performed the avodah. Here we're saying midrabanan, rabbinically, if you did not wash your hands and feet, you're not allowed to enter even if you're not doing the avodah. Hachamim was stricter here with the blemishes and the uncut hair, where Kohanim who had those disqualifications are not even allowed to enter any area outside of the sanctuary as well, like we stated, because those disqualifications are on the body, and therefore they're not something exterior, like washing hands and feet. So therefore, they were stricter. It's something baguf. An outside factor, they would permit to enter the area outside of the Bet HaMikdash building. Kodesh HaKodashim Mekudash Mehem She'enichnas Lesham Ela Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shat HaAvodah, the Holy of Holies is holier than those, than the Hechal and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that no one beside the Kohen Gadol and only on Yom HaKippurim is he allowed to enter there to do the service. The Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kodashim four times on Yom Kippur for different parts of the Avodah. If the Kohen Gadol entered at any other time, or anyone else entered at any time, they are subject to mitah bide shamayim. Amar Rabbi Yoseh, b'hamisha dvarim ben ba'ha'ulam v'la mizbeach shaveh l'hechal. Says Rabbi Yoseh, with five different matters, the ulam and the mizbeach are equal in holiness to the hechal. She'en ba'ale mumin ufru'e rosh ushtu'e yayin v'shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim nechrasim l'sham. Number 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's equal that both people who have blemishes and people with untrimmed hair and those people who drank wine and people with unwashed hands or feet not allowed to enter there, just like they're not allowed to enter the Hechal. So the Biyose is disagreeing with Tanakama, who holds that a Kohen who did not wash his hands or feet or one who drank wine is allowed to enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and is forbidden only to enter the Hechal. So that's where the disagreement lies on this area with these four matters. Uporshin mi bin ha'olam ve'la mizbeach b'sh'at haktara. And one more disagreement between them, that people who are in that area between the ulam and the mizbeach while the ketoret is being burned have to leave. If the ketoret is being burned either on the inner mizbeach where it's burned twice a day, or in the Kodesh HaKodashim, where it's burned a third time on Yom HaKippurim, just like they have to leave the Hechal, says Rabbi Yoseh, they have to leave this place as well. That's where he disagrees with Tanakama. The Torah forbids anyone from being in the sanctuary at the time that the Ketoret is being burned in the Bet HaMikdash. Rabbi Yose explains that people are not even allowed to be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach anytime that the Ketoret is being burned, even though our Mishnah does not bring down a Machloket here. Tanakhama does disagree, and he holds that the prohibition of being in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach applies only during the two daily Ketoret services, not during the Ketoret service of Yom Kippur, which is performed in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So there's a slight disagreement there on when we're prohibiting entrance or per person to stay in that spot while the Ketoret is being burned.